How do you make it bigger?
Children in a Washington neighborhood are excited about building things they designed.
The circuit has two sides, positive and negative, much like our brain, right?
Oh, yeah!
They're participating in a hands-on learning workshop offered by SparkTruck, created by students from Stanford University. Last year, they launched what they called an educational build-mobile and took it on a two-month trip across the country, offering workshops to nearly 3,000 children along the way. Now in their second year, they were joined by students from three other California colleges.
Why don't you finish with that one first?
Benji Carota is among them.
We're trying to bring creativity and design workshops all over, and bringing them prototyping tools and materials and just show them that all of these things are accessible to them, even if they don't have them at school.
The children start by brainstorming ideas. Then they build a prototype of whatever they've dreamed up.
I made a frowning cyclops with one eye. I had a lot of fun making new stuff and learning how the mind and making stuff and electricity works.
We are not perfect. We're not all designers. We're not all engineers. But we try to bring in what we feel is important as part of a curriculum, which is thinking creatively and not being afraid to make mistakes.
Children get to control Lego robots. They can also try out high-tech tools, including a laser cutter and a 3D printer, as well as traditional shop tools.
It's really nice, and I never knew about how it seems vibrant, and it was really cool being here. And this is also a cool machine.
Post-it notes on the ceiling document every design made by workshop participants. Phyllis Klein, owner of Fab Lab DC, hosted the Washington workshop.
I think what it does is it sparks their imagination. It gives them a window into things that they can do. It shows them what's possible.
Three, four, five!
While the SparkTruck team shares their passion for hands-on learning, they're also benefiting.
I've learned about how to work with children. I've seen a lot of kids that were about to give up and then ended up making something, which is just really inspiring for me.
SparkTruck has been funded by Kickstarter, a website that raises money for creative projects, and by corporate donations. Although being on the road for 2 months can be challenging, the volunteers hope to share the road with additional SparkTrucks in the future. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.